All right, let's talk about Sunday. Sunday was a little different. I arrived in Tijuana at Zona Norte about the same time, about 9 p.m. Went immediately to the Bar Tropical because I knew I'd be spending most of my time there. Michelle was not there. I looked for her and probably waited a little bit too long, waited a couple hours, hoping that she'd show up, but she never showed up. And she told me the night before that she'd be there by 8, but you know how these girls are. And I spent some time dancing with different girls. That tall blonde was looking great, but again, she's just not quite my type. She's just too flashy, too high maintenance, and too loud. And she's probably, if you want to judge how busy the place was, I was probably there both nights, maybe 4 hours, and I only saw her leave once with a customer. In fact, on Sunday night, I never saw her leave with a customer. So it's pretty slow with the fewer Americans heading across the border. So it might be your time to grab her cheap. And I'd probably go back the next time and pick her up for sure. Okay, so Sunday, same sort of thing, walking around the three places. Chicago Club was really dead. Adelita's a little livelier, but nothing special. Bar Tropical, about the same. Did some dancing with some girls. The waiters were a little pushier tonight. Maybe they weren't making any money, so they were pushing the girls. You know, do you want this girl? I can get you that girl. I guess trying to get a dollar tip out of me or something. Once Michelle hadn't shown up, after a couple of hours, I decided that I needed to try street girl. And I thought that, you know, let me see what kind of bargain it is to have a street girl. So that they're not hard to find. They're I think it's Avenue Quajillo, which is just behind, the little street behind Adelita's. That's where there's at least 100 of them. You just walk up and down. And basically I went up to 6 or 7 of them and asked them, you know, what's the story? I was actually quite surprised. Of the 6 or 7, I got 2 or 3 that said they did not give blowjobs at any price. That took me back. I mean, I thought that was part of the job description. Basically, they wanted $20 for sex, and that's the same price they were asking of the locals, because, you know, I could understand and overhear the locals propositioning them. Wanted $20 for sex. They wanted an extra $10 or $30 for blowjob. And I just went back and forth between, like I said, a half a dozen girls, trying to see if the prices were different, if one sparked my interest more than another. Basically, I figured, oh, I'll just go here, I'll get a blowjob, and then maybe go back and wait for Michelle some more. I finally ran into a young woman named, I think it's Marisol. You probably know her. A little shorter than Michelle, probably about 5'2", 5'3", big red lipstick, pleasant face, you know, a good body, a little smaller, a little rounder, but perfectly acceptable. She agreed, sucky fucky for $30. The hotel room was only $5, but that's only for 15 minutes, which I did not realize at the time. So we went up to the room, and it started out good. She gave me a good blowjob while I'm fingering her, but then I noticed that her clothes were still on. So I indicated that she should take off her clothes, and she said, oh, sin ropa, that's another $10. So she wanted $40 instead of $30. And $40 I still considered a bargain. And I said, fine. I wasn't put off by it. It was still cheaper than the previous nights, and this was a street girl, and the room was only $5. So I got her, you know, I got her performance. She was pretty good when she was on top of me. I like that position the best. Then Doggy Style, and then Missionary. Everything was fine, except that I hadn't come yet. And there was no knock at the door, but she said, you know, our time's up. And I said, well, you know, how do you know? There's no time. She didn't have a watch, and nobody was knocking. She says, well, I know, I can tell. It's been 15 minutes, and if you want to continue, you know, you're going to have to pay another 20. I didn't like that. And it wouldn't have been a bargain to me if I had to go to $60. And since I figured $40 for her, $5 for the room, that's a bargain. I happen to know my body pretty well. I knew I was just a stroke or two away from coming. So basically I said no thanks and jerked myself off. And that was the end of the session, pretty much. And I don't have any bad feelings about it. And in fact, she kept on saying, oh, I'm sorry you didn't get to finish, I'm sorry you had to do that. But, you know, I didn't mind. I was with her for about 20 minutes, and I came. So that's the good news. I guess the only thing to learn there is that you have to be real careful about what you bargain for, because I forgot about the sin ropa, or no clothes option, and that's something you need to get straight when you're talking to a street girl. So that was my two nights in Tijuana. Not a lot. I mean, I'm quite satisfied, though. We have one girl each night. I was there, like I said, about 4 hours each night. Had a few beers, danced with women half my age. And it's definitely something that I would repeat. Next time, I'll probably try that tall blonde at Tropical. It's not that I regret not having her. More like something to look forward to. And hopefully the political situation won't change too bad, and so the border will remain open for a while. So that's Saturday and Sunday, September 15th and 16th, by a Tijuana newbie. And I hope you enjoyed the report. Thank you.